We have all night.
When does I thought you had to go for Homeland.
No, that's what I did before this. I did Homeland first.
Like the latest so far?
What?
Golly, man.
What?
Set DVR, man.
What DVR?
You got a DVR.
No, I on demand. Come on.
DVR. Okay, on demand. That's even better.
Yeah, well, I on demanded it right before this.
Should I on demanded it after this?
No, no. That ain't happening.
Yeah, it should have happened.
Come on. Okay, should I download the new iTunes?
No.
Too late. As soon as you said no, I clicked yes. That's all I needed.
So, where's marriage?
Where's marriage?
Hold on a second.
Whoa.
Whoa, he's in a cave.
Whoa, you're in a cave. Oh, wait, weren't we supposed to be doing a hangout or something?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, whatever.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Ooh, maybe I should shut off Steam. What do you think? All right, get out of here, Steam. Exit. Steam, exit. Music Manager? Guess quit that. NVIDIA. Should I install my new graphics drivers right now?
What are you doing with your computer? You gotta reinstall stuff?
I gotta update iTunes, apparently. And I gotta download the new GeForce Experience. What does that do?
Ooh. Why, did you get a new graphics card?
No. I don't know what this is. I need this update.
Probably a virus.
Yeah, probably a virus. Actually, now it won't close. Yep, it's a virus. Wow, I should have never clicked that. Alright. What is that rumbling?
I'm trying to fix the microphone. I just opened up the box and unpacked it.
I only said that because I thought it was franchise.
No.
Okay. Well, that gives me time to find opening music. Maybe I should just play the theme song to Homeland.
Play the theme song to The Sopranos.
Ooh, maybe I should do the theme song to Call of Duty Ghosts. Did you guys pick it up?
No.
What?
I'm in the middle of selling the PS3.
What? What do you mean in the middle of?
Because I'm trying to figure out where I want to lose the least amount of money.
Oh, you're in trade talks right now?
Yeah, with Amazon.
Oh, all right. Let's see.
I sold my second PS3.
What? Why?
What? Why would I keep it? Why? I got something
Wait,
better.
Why is this news?
This is not a good idea. Gosh, why are you guys selling? PS4 has no games.
Are you kidding me? I got Killzone.
I got a house right now. I got enough stuff to do.
House has no game.
That's true.
Would you believe me if I told you I had Killzone Shadowfall right now? I'm sitting here looking at it.
Why? Oh, if you wanted to play a bad Killzone, just play the original.
Killzone is actually probably gonna close all of their servers down because they're actually gonna not release the game when it should be released.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone's trying to play it on the PS3 right now.
Yeah, just like Test Drive and all those other ones.
Just sell it back and go get a Wii U. Oh, man. I've been having so much fun with my Wii U. It is too fun. Oh, man. Have you guys played the new Wii Fit U? Ooh. It's like the next generation of fitness.
My wife actually just asked me if that was worthwhile because she was mad at me because I sold a Rock Band. For PS3.
I'm mad at you because you sold Rock Band.
Pantera probably would be mad at me.
Yeah, that's like lunch and dinner. Wait a minute. I feel really bad because I missed, what was it called? Extra Life for the Kids. What
happened?
Yeah, so did it happen? Did it go down?
It went down, but you know, we were pissed off.
Why?
Because nobody came.
Oh,
Staccato was there for like an hour maybe.
Hell yeah, yeah.
And then like a couple of other random people.
Yeah.
And then that was it, man.
Oh man, I feel really bad because I wanted, but I mean, I got free tickets and all day tailgate, open bar. Sorry, but.
For what?
For the Navy Notre Dame game.
Oh really?
Yeah, one of our vendors is like a big time booster for Navy. And so every time they play Notre Dame, he throws a big bash, he feeds the band. And
wow.
And they bust a bunch of the midshipmen in, and he feeds all them, and so we got an invite. And I was like, yeah, sorry, kids. Not going to happen this year. So we were over there all day. Well, I was over there all day, and I wasn't in any kind of shape to eat games when I got done. All right, NBA Finals theme song?
So, E. Diddy, let me ask you this.
All right.
So if I went and bought a PlayStation Vita.
Oh, yes.
I actually have a PlayStation Vita right now.
Okay.
Don't have, I have one game for it, but not too thrilled about it either. But
yeah.
All right. Wow. All right. Two people chose Choice 7.
Choice 7?
Choice 7 is winning. Oh, I found a great new video. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. Hold on. Am I recording? Let's make sure I'm ready.
Right. Let me close up. Hold on. Let me close my man cave.
Close your man cave.
Man cave.
Close your man cave.
Yeah.
Is that your zipper?
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about there?
My zipper.
I searched for the Mavs suck.
It's my man beast.
And the one I found is the Dallas Mavericks suck by Thunder Sooner 2835. And the description is the Kesha of the NBA. That has to be good, right?
No. Did you check it before?
No.
Okay. Because last time we did this, you should have checked them before.
Oh, wait a minute. It looks like he uses the exact same animation on every song. Oklahoma State Cowboys suck. The Denver Nuggets suck. Wow. Oklahoma City Thunder rocks. Ooh, there's one positive one. Well, he's got a lot of good comments, like, suck a big Dirk. Wow. Okay, this has to be good. Are you guys ready? We're going to have to figure this out as we go. All right, here we go. Oh, not ready yet.
I need game codes for the Vita.
Game codes?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I need to get some games, man.
No, Vita has no games. Trust me, I have Vita, has no games. The only thing that the Vita is good for is nothing. How about that?
And it's heavily endorsed by E. Diddy.
Play my beat every day. All right, here we go. Dallas Mavericks suck. This cannot be bad with a title like that.
If you think the Dallas Mavericks are the best team in the NBA, you fail more than the dial dope who blew himself up while microwaving a lava lamp on 1,000 ways to die. This team is a true shame to pro basketball.
Is this a song?
First off, the players are overrated and fail horribly, especially in the playoffs. Dirk Nowitzki is a disgrace to German people for playing for this misfit team, but he can redeem himself by signing with a superior team, like the Lakers or maybe the Thunder. Jason Kidd? More like Jason Communist Old Fart. He should retire this year, because he's not gonna win a damn ring and fucking doll ass.
Whoa.
Second is the redneck Neocon KKK Democrat owner, Mark I'm a bleeding heart Taliban queef who cries like a pussy, when the refs don't kiss my team's ass Cuban. This little bitch voted against Oklahoma City having an NBA team. Face palm. Third, they always choke in the playoffs. In 2006, they blew a two-game series lead and lost in the NBA Finals to the Miami Heat. The next year, they were the number one seed in the West, but blew it against fucking Golden State. Fucking Golden State. The Oklahoma State Cowboys have choked worst. And this year, they got beat in six games against the seventh-seeded San Antonio Spurs as the number two seed. Face palm. At least San Antonio can win a championship. And lastly, this team lost their last two games to the Oklahoma City Thunder, a team with a future. Dallas Mavericks? More like doll-ass fag pricks. This team is the Kesha and the Hinder of the NBA, and therefore they suck cocks in hell epically.
Wow. Thank you, Thunder Sooner 2835. You are amazing. You are amazing. Welcome, everyone, to the TBS NBA, TBS NFL update. I am EDD999 and Bourne. Wow. How you like that? Dallas Mavericks suck.
It's a good welcome back.
Yeah. And Franchise, you're here. You're upset because I didn't DVR it.
Yeah. You should have DVR'd it.
At McLean. What do you think about that? That was factually correct, right?
It's always great to go back and listen to stuff before they won a championship.
Whoa, what do you mean before they won a championship? This was made on May 3rd, 2010.
Well, it was all about Dirk's a choker and never going to win anything.
I should find the Jason Cowboys. Kidd too. The Dallas Cowboy version of that, right? Because it'll be the exact same thing.
Yeah, let's listen to it after this season.
Whoa, what do you mean? Whoa. I've already claimed that the Super Bowl goes through Detroit. I've been telling everyone that at my work. All right? So
why? Is the Super Bowl being held in Detroit
no,
this year?
No, come on. Wow. Unbelievable. All right.
Well,
so,
I mean, you got to look at it. The Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Mavericks do have something in common.
Yeah.
Dirk and Romo are just alike.
Yeah, they are, actually.
Yeah.
They're like the same person.
Yeah. Now that I think about it.
You mean they're both clutch?
No, they're not clutch. Romo's not clutch. We know that.
I guess
that.
You didn't watch the game this week.
What do you mean? What did he do this week? Well, let's get right into it. Come on. Tell me. What did Romo do? The Romo update. Going Romo.
He went Romo in the fourth quarter.
What happened?
And beat down the Vikings.
Oh.
Wait, I thought I heard he almost gave the game away again.
That sounds more like
almost
Romo.
Giving away doesn't count when you win. Because Tom Brady's almost given it away like 50 times. But he gets to be clutch because he gets more chances. Just like Stafford did last week.
What do you mean? No, Stafford was clutch last week.
No, he wasn't.
That was the clutchest. No, oh man.
He almost gave it away.
All Romo had to do was win the game. And what did he do? He didn't.
He didn't get to throw it.
Guess who won the game? Staffy Clutch.
He didn't do anything. The Cowboys defense just gave it to him.
Matt Clutchford.
Whoa. So we're saying the Dallas Cowboys defense does like it normally does.
They pulled a Romo. The Dallas defense pulled a Romo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You mean they pulled a Dallas defense?
No. Now, hold on. Let's give credit where credit is due.
Matthew Stafford
was clutch. He made the plays when they needed to be made. Two clutch passes and then a clutch, oh hell, I hope this works play.
He had like 7 straight possessions where he gave it away.
Until he didn't. Cause it doesn't. No.
When?
It doesn't matter.
No, he did give it away in the fourth quarter.
No, stop.
He only won cause of a bad holding call.
What are you talking about?
That stopped the clock with a minute left.
What are you talking about? Oh wow. I expect this from a big time Dallas homer.
The Lions are terrible.
The Lions are so good. Too good. Clutch good.
Whatever, they're going to get beat in the first round.
Stop.
If they make it that far.
Playing the Ball Riders today?
The Super Bowl goes through Detroit. I think we can all agree on that.
Wow, I'm playing the fantasy football Tony Romos this week.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's get into some more NFL talk really quick. The Browns won a game. How'd that happen?
I honestly don't know. I didn't really even see the box score.
They beat Baltimore 24-18.
I mean, I saw it was close at the beginning, and then they pulled away, got like 20 or 21 at some point, and that was pretty much the last I had heard. And then I saw that I don't think they really ran it through Rice a whole lot, or at least his numbers weren't all that great.
Lauren, can I ask you this?
What's that?
Can we put a beast mode stamp on them yet?
Cleveland?
Yeah.
They're still alive, so I would say no.
You would say no?
They're 4-5.
Yeah, they're still in it.
So you wouldn't say yes?
No.
Well,
I think
last
right.
time I was on the show, you quit beast mode.
Yeah, so
you
said
it was done.
Putting a beast mode is like cutting your own throat.
I didn't quit beast mode. I said fuck beast mode. There's a difference.
That's true. There is a big difference.
There is a difference. That is
he
a
didn't
difference.
Quit. He killed it.
Yeah. He took it out back.
And then we had a show like a few days later, and then we had Torgo on, and he did. He got sold out to Torgo. I'm not going to say by who.
Wow.
I guess my main thing is, I heard, the fans booed Whedon for coming in, backing up a second quarterback.
He was 1-for-2 with -2 yards. So.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I was really excited that they used Jason Campbell, too. I thought he was going to give us a little bit better of a chance, but just didn't last.
Add Bowser to the call.
Oh, is he on?
Yes, he's on. Right. I'm talking to him.
All right. Add people to the call. All right, what else happened? What about Stupid Eagles?
What?
What about the stupid Eagles?
Nick Foles and his 7 touchdowns?
Yeah, come on. Come on. What? Really? Does anybody really believe in 7 touchdowns from Nick Foles? Really? Really?
He just got dropped to all the waiver wires this week. Everybody's dropping him.
He's a fraud, right?
Who would
like
keep
an utter fraud?
He's gonna come
out.
There
was no wind.
He's gonna come out and do really good this week, and then next week he's gonna suck again. He's not consistent.
Who did they beat?
Oakland.
Does Oakland have a win?
Yeah, they've got two or three.
They got three wins. Okay. They're 3-5 right now.
So Philly finally beat a team with a win?
Whoa!
Basically.
Well, how is it Philly can't beat people who are winning and Dallas can't beat people who are losing?
So wait a minute. What happened?
You mean the Lions?
Whoa!
That is an embarrassing loss to anybody.
You mean?
Losing to the Lions.
The eventual Super Bowl champions?
Has been updated.
Why does that always happen? Why?
What was that?
I don't know what that is. Bowser, welcome. Your football team is your pro team.
The healing.
Pro.
The healing. I know what you mean. Cowboys.
Oh, okay. We already bashed them enough. We don't need to bring them up again.
We don't bash them enough. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's true. You're right. You're
you
right.
did see Romo
well, what is
kick
there
the,
to bash?
You did see Romo kick the football forward for a first down, didn't you?
Isn't that illegal? Yeah.
It was a nudge.
A nudge?
It was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. The Cowboys are bad. Oh, man. They are so bad. They're really bad.
If by bad you mean awesome, sure.
No. I mean bad as in, oh, wow. This is disgusting. I'm looking at their stats right now.
They're embarrassing. Are their stats
They're undefeated this year.
What do you mean undefeated?
They've only beaten themselves.
Well, they've beaten themselves 4 times this year. They're not even going to make the playoffs.
They're going to win that division easy.
Oh, man. Hold on. Let me check the standings here. Let me check the standings.
I'm going to give that one to the Redskins again.
Come on.
Whoa, why with the racist name here?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
The Washington Racist.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm checking the standings here. Nope, Philadelphia has that one wrapped up. Yep. I'm giving that division to Philly.
Why?
Well, Philly's okay, record. Let's go back to my division.
All right.
Well, that one's really bad too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one's really bad. Ooh.
No, I give that one to the Browns.
Well, when the Browns are in second in their division, that's a really bad division, right? Right?
Unless it was 1990.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Aren't the Browns better than the Cowboys?
Actually, franchise. I agree with you now.
How did it feel to watch the Browns beat away the team that moved away?
It was great. Definitely worthwhile.
Let's talk about a division that's worth talking about. The NFC North. Look who's on top there. Yeah, that's right. The eventual Super Bowl champion, Detroit Lions.
Did everybody else quit the league?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers got injured and Jay Cutler got injured.
Yeah.
We don't know when Aaron Rodgers is coming back, if he's coming back at all.
Too soon, please. Too soon.
Wait a minute. The Cowboys' point differential is twice as good as the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, because they don't play anybody. Detroit would have, what, plus 100? If they had the Cowboys schedule. Come on.
Detroit's still beating up themselves, aren't they?
I think the Jacksonville Jaguars would be just as good, or if not better, if they had the Dallas Cowboys schedule.
I agree.
I'm looking at the Lions schedule, and almost looks exactly like the Cowboys.
What are you talking about? The Lions schedule is stacked from top to bottom. Look, they had to play the Browns.
Yeah, you wrote us off.
So you're saying the Lions have an easier schedule than the Cowboys?
Oh!
At least, well, look at the Lions only have to play Washington once, unlike easy schedule Dallas, who has to play them twice. Wow. Free wins for Dallas.
Dallas, well, they get free wins out of New York, too, don't they?
Yep, free wins out of New York. And didn't they play Minnesota?
Detroit does, too.
What are you talking about?
You played the Giants the second to last game of the week of the season.
Yeah, only one free win. Dallas gets 2 free wins against Washington, against Philadelphia, and against New York.
Oh, whoa.
But you're also playing Tampa Bay. That's a free win.
So did Dallas.
Yep, so did Dallas. Free win to Dallas.
And Philadelphia and New York. And probably Minnesota at the last game of the season.
Oh, wait, are you reading Dallas' schedule?
No, I'm on Detroit's.
Wow.
Yeah, Dallas doesn't play Tampa Bay. I wish they did because that's the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
That's a legit free win.
Jacksonville's the worst league team in the league. And I know you're going to drop Blackman after he got suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, I did that last week.
Yeah, it was already done.
Hey, the racist is still available for pickup.
Who, Cooper?
Yep.
I had Cooper. He didn't do nothing. I dropped him back.
And then he did
this week
that.
He scores 3 touchdowns after I drop him. What the fuck?
Why are the Eagles 0-4 at home? Do they hate their fans as much as everybody else?
They booed Santa.
And threw snowballs at him.
We're a road team. We like beating up people on the road. Like when we go to Dallas, we're going to kick their ass in Dallas.
And dogs.
Free wins for Eagles now.
Yeah.
By the way, I just thought I'd insert here. I really liked your guys' what's his name? And talking about the Browns from, or the Bears from a couple years back, your guys' sound bites back and forth. But Pantera didn't seem to understand what was going on there, so.
Come on, he's Pantera. What are you
doing? Yeah, I didn't
expect a lot, but I just thought it was good. It was well done.
It's like, this isn't funny. What I was talking about. I'm like a bunch of kindergartners.
That's pretty much.
Shut up, throw you some games, clown.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he sounded like. You nailed it.
I have the recording.
You just don't understand.
All right, what's next? Last week's scoreboard?
So, well, we pretty much decided though that both Dallas and Detroit have easy schedules pretty much should run the table.
No, that's not what we decided. We decided that Dallas has a bunch of free wins.
Well, Detroit isn't playing a team with their starting quarterback.
Wow.
Where is Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler?
What do you mean, where are they?
You're going to have to be wacko for Flacco. That's the first time you're going to be tested with a starting quarterback.
Wacko for Flacco?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're right. Detroit does have an easy schedule.
Oh, jeez. Yeah?
Oh. All right, next. Scoreboard, Week 8 scoreboard.
Sure.
Go in the Wayback Machine. All right, let's talk about the Chuck Norris took down Beast Mode because Beast Mode's not that good anymore. Doesn't have any running backs. Still doesn't have any running backs and franchise.
And I had a bunch of people on bye week, so I was trying to patch a team together.
I tried to help you out.
What?
I was offering you up left and right. Let's make a deal.
Yeah, and I don't have a semicolon like Pantera.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We'll accept it.
Sorry, Pantera, I'm not picking on you. I know how you always say I'm picking on you.
He's not sorry, and he is picking on you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's absolutely picking on you.
Bully!
Bully!
Alright, so you got taken down by, Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris continues to win that 7 in a row at that point.
You're talking about last week, huh?
Yeah, I'm talking about last week right now.
I thought you were talking about this week.
No, we'll just real quickly, we'll go through this. Galabra, you lost to Fothermuckers.
I could have beat 8 other teams this week.
Yep. Last week. Yeah.
Last week. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Last week. 86-92. Dropping to 1-8, going for your 8th. You got your 8th loss in a row. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mother Muckers looking like you might make the playoffs at 4-4-1. Tomatoes lost 68-71 to Mercy Hospital. Bowser, your team. You got a win. You think you're on the comeback, right?
It feels like an upswing.
Maybe some players coming back. You can fill out your roster. It's not bad. Brownies and Bums tied 67-67. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Really?
That game was awesome.
That game was the worst.
I shouldn't have tied. I deserved to lose that game.
You did deserve to lose, but Bums can't.
But the Bums is in that terrible division, so he's not very good.
He looks better than he really is. Is that what you're saying? All right, so there was a tie there. Canada takes down Straight Trash Homie 121-94, probably making himself think that his team is good, but it's not. It's not any good. It's not any good because the high scorer of the week, the TPS NFL Rough Riders, dropping 125 points on the Lazy Kings.
Wait. On the Lazy Kings?
Yeah, on the Lazy Kings, one of the up-and-coming teams in this league.
You wasted 36 points from Megatron.
And I shut the Lazy Kings up. They were on a win streak. They were beating everyone. I mean, look, they beat Calabra, they beat Mercy Hospital, and they come into Rough Rider Mill, boom, get out of here. Dropping 125.
They said they beat everyone, but then you only listed two teams.
I thought we were going through these quick.
Yeah, wow. The Rough Riders are back to being scary good, because if you're not afraid of 125.
Wait. Stop. Why would you gloat over a win over a bad team?
125 points most scored in the league in week 8.
I beat them worse than that.
Just wait till we fast forward. He won't be talking so much.
125. Wow, that's impressive.
That's like,
beat that.
I know, that's like 2 weeks in a row for one game for you.
Man, Megatron went off 329 points. Unfortunately, wow. He was playing an easy team. He can't play.
I don't
want to
see you in the playoffs.
Oh man, that's what
125. I can't do that.
That is what everyone in this league was saying when they saw 125. I wish, I hope, I do not play the Rough Riders in the playoffs. They are scary. They are scary, scary good. All right, let's move on to week 9. Week 9. Oh, man. All right, Lazy Kings took down Canada, continuing their winning ways. I guess the only people they don't beat are the Rough Riders.
Hey, they didn't beat me either.
79-60, Canada goes down. Neither of them here, so I'm not going to look at the box.
Canada could have coughed this one up. I mean, He could have won? He could have. Well, no, actually, take that back.
All right.
I mean, look.
But Pantera did waste 40 points from Andre Johnson. He must have been listening to Canada tell him which wide receivers to play like I did this week.
The blind leading the blind.
Yep, I agree. The blind leading the blind.
You have one person who doesn't watch football at all, and then you got another one that hardly knows anything about football.
Has football streaming on a hockey site?
He's a Steelers fan, for God's sake. I mean, come on. I mean, do you really want to listen to that?
No, absolutely not. Next matchup. Chuck Norris squeaks out a win 76-75 against the Bums. I want to take a look at this. I didn't know that this was this close till just right now. So what happened? What made it so close? Forte just needed one more point?
Colts D was negative.
Yeah.
JT benched Gio.
Oh. Ooh.
From Mike Tolbert.
He almost cost himself that win.
Yeah.
Oh,
his bench did pretty decent.
Look at that. Yeah. 10 points, 19 points, another 10 points.
And he dropped Tom Brady.
Oh, wow. At least you want to keep Tom Brady on your roster so nobody else gets him, right?
Right.
Well, he went off this week.
Yeah, he did.
And Tomato has him now.
Oh, wow. Not a good move.
That's all right. Tomato doesn't know which decisions to make. He'll be going back and forth between Cam and Brady.
It's true. He'll overthink it and always play the wrong quarterback. Hopefully we can count on that.
Of course we can.
He's the Ruxton of our league.
Oh, man. Next matchup, Straight Trash Homies versus Rotting Tomatoes. Homies goes down 80-128. And, let's see here. Yep, like you said, Brady went off. He had 33 points. Hold on, let me vote for Tomato since he won. Chris Johnson having the best game of his season. Gronkowski looks like it's going to pan out for him. DeSean Jackson. Rotting Tomatoes has an outside chance to make the playoffs. And if he gets this kind of production, I might see him in the Super Bowl.
He's got to get there first.
Do you think Beast Mode could fall out of the playoffs
absolutely.
And him get in?
Oh, absolutely. I have Beast Mode not making the playoffs.
I mean, a 3-game losing streak.
I'm giving 2-1 odds on that.
Wait a minute. Last year I had a 3-game losing streak. You remember that?
Were you averaging about 50 points?
Yes, like that. You remember that? We can go check the facts.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's happening this year.
We don't really have a good archival system.
Yeah, I wonder if that's because of the commissioner.
Whoa! Let's go talk about Beast Mode's matchup where he lost 57-105 to King Bowser. Wow.
Healthy hospital.
Bowser is back.
The hospital is open.
So Bowser, you,
it's outpatient.
Well, you didn't have many decisions here. You pretty
Not
much
really.
Had to play who was going to play. But it worked out. You scored 105, and thankfully you were playing a kind of an easy owner, so you weren't sweating it, I guess.
Wow. Easy owner? I didn't have anybody to play.
Hold on, I'm checking.
Yeah, I had a bunch of bye weeks there, buddy.
All right. Could have played Kobe Fleener. That's funny.
Should I do a Canadian impersonation of Fleener?
Oh, no.
So I'm looking at franchise's last 3 weeks where he's lost.
Injuries.
Then he beat the Bumps. That was legit. But fluked against the Rough Riders, so you can kind of technically count that as a loss.
Wow, fluked.
He did tie. I'm sorry, but.
Throw that game away.
I'm looking at the rest of your schedule. I got you at 0 for the next 5. You're ending the season on an 8-game losing streak. Well, look at who he has to play. Brownies are better than.
He has to be 0 for the next 5. He always does.
Straight trash homie. I mean, that guy's legit. Rotting Tomatoes just got Tom Brady for free. And all that guy does is throw touchdowns. Feather Muckers and then Lazy Kings. Oh, man, that's not going to be a good last
you
week.
You got him losing to the Lazy Kings?
I got him losing to the Lazy Kings. I mean, that could be for the playoffs.
He's going to start all 3 of his quarterbacks on the same week. Come on.
Does he have a full roster yet?
No.
He had empty slots, like, for most of the season. Yeah, no, he still has at least 1 empty slot and an injured reserve player. That might have just happened this week, but I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't change. So, yeah, franchise, week 14, that'll probably be for your playoff life. Are you clutch?
Always clutch. All right. Past 2 years, I've been in the top 3.
Next matchup.
You think?
Next matchup. Galabra versus Brownies. Galabra goes down 81 to 139.
Whoa!
What?
Hey.
What?
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
Galabra lost.
Yeah, but how much did they lose by?
Oh.
Big time.
Man.
Oof, math's hard.
It was closer than it looked. Kind of a looter and a riot there, Brownies.
Actually, most of my team played Sunday morning, so it was never close.
Brownies win 139 to 81.
Again, I could have beaten 8 other teams in the league this week.
Your bench is really bad, Brownies. Oh man, your bench. Oh wow.
What do you mean?
Your bench.
My bench?
Yeah, your bench. I mean.
They were starting before.
Who let you get all these players for free? I want to know.
You guys.
What do you mean you guys? I went to go get Zach Stacy. You stole him from me.
2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
I got him before he even started a game.
He's my guy. That was my guy.
That was your guy after he had
already.
Holy
cow, he looks huge. He looks like he should be a lineman.
That's why he's putting up 29 points.
I guess so.
He is. Oh, man. Whoa.
Wow.
That looks Photoshopped. That's not real. They put his head on somebody else's body.
It's like 2 Marshall Faulks.
Yeah. That is, wow. He's not going to last because that's a deformity, what I'm looking at right now.
What do you mean?
That is not a human being. He's like a turtle.
It's like a beast?
No.
Oh.
Keyword.
Okay, so this isn't going to happen every week, Brownies. I mean, you've hit your watermark, okay?
Yeah, you're right. My defense will usually play better.
So you scored 139 and Glabra. I mean, come on. 81 points?
What else do you want from me?
8 losses in a row?
Is the season over yet? Good lord.
And you should be 0-9, right? Like, you agree.
We'll find out in week 12.
Ooh.
Now, is that one circled
this,
too?
That game now has 4 circles.
Good. 3, all 4 of them are for revenge, I'm hoping.
Absolutely. Oh man, I can't wait.
I hope Rodgers isn't back by then.
And Galabra's gonna win again.
Oh well.
Put it on the board. You got it on the board?
You're calling it? You're calling it right now?
My only 2 wins. Lovely spoiler this year.
That would be
Put it on the board. I want you to put it on the board, Bourne.
That would be the worst.
That would be the absolute worst. I wish I could play the Rough Riders every game. I'd be undefeated.
I don't get to play them every game. I just get to play them twice.
Wow.
be great to play them every week. Man, five, I would never lose.
Five circles now.
Yeah, I'm dashing their Super Bowl hopes next week.
Oh, wait. Whoa. Let's not get ahead of ourselves because we need to talk about the Rough Riders on their 2-game win streak.
Wow, that'll be a first this year.
Shutting this league up.
That'll be a first.
They take down Fothermuckers 64.
Whoa, 2-game win streak?
Yeah, 2-game win
streak. That's the longest win streak in the Black Division. Probably all season.
2-game win streaks. They beat the Fothermuckers 64.
Does this show get any more racist?
47.
You always have the Black Division beating up on the White Division, and the White Division retaliating and just going upside the Black Division's head. I mean, what's going on? This is turning into a racist league.
The Brown Division's where it's at.
We need a Brown Division.
And the Rough Riders are so good that they don't even need the best quarterback in the NFL. Like, I might as well have just bitched him because I don't need those points. That's how good the Rough Riders are. Because Aaron Rodgers went down, but I was like, whatevs. I got this. And by I got this, I mean I watched every minute of that game because I was afraid that anything could happen, cursing at Jordy Nelson every time they even looked at the ball. Oh, man. But don't worry. I got waivers in. Not to worry. I got a great key quarterback. Nobody knows anything about the quarterback. I'm going to pick up a diamond in the rough.
It's pretty amazing. Straight Trash Homie is 4.5 games back. He's got a better record than me. We both have the same number of games back because apparently our division's horrible.
Oh, man. Okay.
You would have lost to Father Muckers if he was active, right?
What do you mean? No, that is him being active.
That's him being active?
That's him being active.
Those, Jackie Battle?
Jackie Battle.
Hasn't gotten a carry in a month?
That is, yes, active.
He's okay. As active as Jackie Battle. Okay.
He's Jackie Battle active. Wow, we're down in the stretch run here. I mean, there's only 5 more weeks until playoffs. This is it, franchise. This is the time you make your move. And you're going to have to start your move against the Brownies, which are 7-1-1.
I'm going to have to make a move.
No, you have no chance.
I'm only 4.5 out.
Yeah, he can still win the division.
I could still win the division.
Wow. Okay, wait. Hold on. You guys are getting ahead of yourself. They have the playoffs started today. So wait. Let's get into the previews. Brownies versus Beast Mode. Sorry, Beast Mode. Unless the only way that I think Beast Mode can win this matchup, if the Brownies stick with Romo. If they stick with Romo, Beast Mode has a chance.
For the 10th week in a row?
Hey, I'm just telling you, if you want to give him a chance, you'll play Romo.
All right. I'll play Romo because I like him.
Glauber, you already kind of talked about it. Straight Trash, you guys are kind of equals. You're both bad.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris taking on Fothermuckers. Free win for Norris. Bums taking on Lazy Kings. I need the Lazy Kings to beat the Bums so I can take over the division, basically. And Canada taking on Rotting Tomatoes.
The Bums got this.
Yeah, the Bums got that. No problem.
Right. Yeah.
And then Bowser, me and you, let's do this.
It's you got to do tango. It, Bowser.
Don't worry. Yeah.
Whoa, are you calling it? Did you just guarantee victory?
Just calling times, that's all.
I'm voting for you. You did a curse. Boom. You're done.
Yep.
You're donezos.
Donezos.
I've already won the projection battle. I'll take it.
Oh. But I haven't made my key waiver move. Nobody knows about who I'm taking. Nobody. Oh, man, this is going to be huge. This is going to be huge. Let's quickly get into if the playoffs started today. I'm checking out the standings right now. If the playoffs started today, let's start with the loser bracket this time. And same old faces. Galabra taking Lazy Kings. Homies and Tomatoes. That same old, same old. Round one in the real JIT playoffs, Canada would be taking on Brownies in the 1-8 matchup. Rough Riders would be beating Chuck Norris in the 5-4 matchup. Mercy Hospital in a coin flip with the Bums in the 6-3. And Fothermuckers would be getting a free win taking on number 2 team, Team Beast Mode. That's your If the Playoffs Started Today update.
A free win?
A free win. I'm sorry, it's a free win. You don't got no running backs.
I love the hate. I no, love I love Hold that. On.
How is he a two seed after a 3-game losing streak?
What do you mean? He's beating.
How bad is this? Is this league?
I don't know. Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. Hold on. Let's check the standings. Hold on. Let me go to standings. Let's do a side by side comparison here. Let's do some comparison shopping. All right. So right now, who should be the number two seed? By the records, you can't have a division.
Yeah.
You can't have a team.
The three best teams are in the Brown division.
Well, hold on here. Now, this is the way the playoffs work, because you cannot have two teams that are in the same division that have better records than everyone else being a one or two seed, because.
So one of those teams is going to have wasted effort?
No. Well, you have to get rewarded for winning your division. You have to.
Well, both teams are going to have wasted effort, because we're going to have to run into each other in the second round.
Boom. I got easy street to the championship then.
So Mercy Hospital's got the best spot in the division.
Yeah, I got a straight line to the Super Bowl again. Yeah. It's looking pretty nice from where I sit.
And this is the way that it's always gonna be. You are rewarded for winning your division. If you want an easy path to the to the championship, be a decent team in a great division. That's the best path to a Super Bowl, right? Isn't that how it works in the NFL? Usually the wild card team makes it to the championship. NFL, TPS NFL, same thing.
I wasn't a wild card team last year.
I was.
There you go. Wild card.
I lost horribly.
All right, so now, because I didn't get to do it earlier, we have to do a live power ranking. I'm going to pull the curtain back, and everyone's going to – they're not going to see how the algorithm works, because there's some tweakage that I would never allow anyone to see. But the power rankings are going to be revealed live right now on the TPS NFL update. And number 12, the number 12 team. Okay, hold on. I got a decision to make here. I got a decision to make here. Now, the algorithm always leaves room for judgment. Okay? So, it spits out a result and then I massage it. Okay? So right now, there's a little bit of controversy, internal controversy here as a commissioner. I want to be a good commissioner. I want to give the people what they're looking for. And right now, the algorithm says Galabra's 11, but in my heart, I can't let that happen. So live on the TPS NFL update, your number 12 team, Galabra, number 12 in the week 9 power rankings.
I don't even know if I should be outraged or not.
I think, I don't know. I would be outraged if I were.
A team that hasn't won since week one.
Is the number.
And you have to think about it.
Well, come on. Yes, you have to think about it, because the number 11 team is the Martinez Lazy Kings.
Okay.
Right?
That's a good point.
It's a good power rankings update. number 10. Ooh. I don't know what to do here, because there's five teams that I think should be number 10 in the power rankings.
You have a five-way tie.
I have a five-way tie for five, so let's do a little bit of this, alright, and then, let's do a little bit of this, okay, alright, ooh. That looks pretty good. I like how this is shaping up right now. All right. Let's do that. And, I think we got it. Number 10, Fothermuckers. Number 10 at 4-4. Number 9, Mercy Hospital. Number. You didn't sound impressed at number 9, even though technically you're in the playoffs right now. You're not even considered one of the top 8 teams.
I'm really gonna have fun with this next week, depending on the rankings.
Number 8, Rotting Tomatoes. They're not even in the playoffs. They're not even in the playoffs. They have 3 wins and 6 losses, yet they're ranked over certain teams. Number 7, Team Beast Mode.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, you've lost 3 games in a row. The algorithm doesn't lie.
Yes, it does.
No.
Lies like a...
Guess who's ahead of you? The 3-6 straight trash homies.
Oh, Yeah, that sounds about right.
Number 5, TPS NFL Bums. Number 4, Team Canada. And now, there's...
Wait, how's Canada 4?
Oh, Canada's good.
Is he really the fourth best team?
He is the fourth best team in this league.
Oh, man.
Number 3. Now, hold on. There's a discussion to be had here, because 1 through 3 is kind of like 1A, 1B, 1C. In my opinion. In my opinion. And so let's go with what happened.
Which apparently is a dictatorship.
Let's go with what happened. Hold on.
Are you sure it's not more like 1A, 1B, 1Z?
Whoa. Unbelievable. So two of the top 3 teams left are in the same division. One of those teams lost to each other, right? Like, you guys have played once. Who won that matchup between you and JT?
Probably should be 12.
When Chuck Norris played the Brownies, Chuck Norris beat him handily.
No, I beat him.
You beat him? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that settles that. All right. That settles that. Even though, Norris has played, has won 7 straight, I agree. Brownies should be ahead of Chuck Norris. But on the flip side, the Rough Riders.
No, the computer won't let you.
The Rough Riders have kind of a legit claim to the number 1 ranking, right?
I don't know how.
What do you mean you don't know how?
When they don't even lead the worst division.
Well, first of all, they haven't played the Brownies yet, so they haven't been able to shut them up. But that'll happen soon enough. They did lose to Team Chuck Norris, but that was fluke. That wasn't like a legit win. I mean, I lost to an Achilles tendon issue, okay? Well, I don't know.
And that's one of your 4 losses? I mean, you have more losses than the other 2 teams combined.
Whoa! Oh, I'm fact. Sorry. I'm sorry I don't have a Brownie schedule. Wow. Wow. I wish I could tie.
I haven't lost since week 1.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, he's Bizarro Glabra.
All right, so let me, okay, all right. Number 3, the TPS NFL Rough Riders, but.
Wow, what an upset.
Number 2, team. Who won the matchup between Norris and Brownies?
I beat them.
Brownies.
Yeah, I've only lost to Mercy Hospital.
That means now I gotta push Mercy Hospital down.
I think you should push the Rough Riders down.
Way down.
No. All right.
I'll give him 11.
he's not Galabra bad.
Being generous.
I'm not Galabra bad.
Shut up.
So I would move Galabra up and put the Lazy Kings down at like 12, all and right. Then the Rough Riders up to 11.
So Galabra would be like 10 then.
Yeah.
Now, wow. Okay. And number 2.
I just put teams that I beat all the way at the bottom. That's all.
Team Chuck Norris at number 2. And I'm hesitant, but Mexico Brown is at number 1. Whatever. I'll end that soon enough. Here in a week or two, it's over for the Brownies. And I'm not even writing anything. I'm just using whatever they put. There. TPS NFL Week 9 Power Rankings are released. You'll get an email shortly. Even though we just went over it, and you obviously all agree with these power rankings. Now, you see the process there? You see how hard this is to do? This is art. Like, come on. Nope, not anybody can do this.
Uh-oh, this came in as spam in my inbox.
Did it?
Yeah.
Obviously, your email does not agree with your 12 power rankings. Oh.
What?
I'm getting a call from McLean. Hold on. No, man, I hate Windows 8. Stop calling me.
I'm not calling you.
You're calling me. Well, it's calling me on the other one, even though you'd use this one. Whatever. Okay, let's move on. Power rankings are done. Power rankings are published. I guess we can talk about the TPS NBA. TPS NBA season has started.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay.
These power ranking comments are way better than anything you've ever done.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the best one on there? I didn't even read them.
Yours is pretty good. It can only get worse from here, hopefully.
John's got a bad haircut.
Yeah. But don't be distracted by it. My team is still good.
Okay, now can we get into some TPS NBA? I'm going to the draft recap. So we had our draft, what was it, a week ago?
The 27th, I think.
A week ago Sunday, we had our draft, and it was an auction draft. 1,000 space buck limit, okay? So you have to fill out your roster within 1,000 space bucks, and you don't have to spend all your money. But some of us, did. some of us did. I mean, this was a really interesting because we tried to do an auction draft in baseball, but I'm not sure everyone understood what was going on. So we were much more experienced. We were ready this time around. And by ready, I mean franchise was on the call, but not in the draft room. And by ready, I mean McLean couldn't even get his to load for a while. So it worked really well. And as we started in the draft, you get to nominate a player, and then everyone gets to start bidding on it. And franchise, you went crazy.
Like I was laughing hysterically.
You legitimately went crazy because
he wasn't even in at the beginning of the draft, right?
Right, he wasn't in.
He was like auto draft pick, and then he just pops in, starts bidding like crazy, and then left.
Yes. So Durant was the first person up, and he went for $379, and I'm thinking, okay, he's one of the top three players in the NBA. That seems legit that you would spend that kind of money, right? I mean, that seems legit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, LeBron James gets nominated and franchise spends most of his money on him. Yeah, he has $1,000, $400 just gone on LeBron James. I'm like, well, okay, all right, I get it. I mean, you want the best player, you get the best player. You got to spend the money. You got to spend the money to win. So then the next player comes up. Here comes James Harden. All of a sudden, franchise spends $500. So within the first three picks in our auction draft, no, $900. You spent $900 on LeBron James and James Harden, and you still had, what, 10 other players to get?
Yep.
Fill out your roster with
11
other players, and you had
$100
left. So that kind of left the door wide open for the rest of the.
But that wasn't even the craziest thing he did.
What was
then he started getting all the Pistons.
Yeah, then, well. He was kind of asking, could people please nominate players that he could afford? So that means.
Whoa!
Throw up.
Were you guys on a Skype chat?
Yes, we were.
I said, stop. I said, hey, you did it. Put this guy up there. And then you see him. Okay, $2, $3, $110. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think the goal at that point was just to intentionally outbid you.
Yeah.
I saw many of them say he had $57 left. He'd put $57.
Yes, that happened multiple times. And franchise was legitimately getting pissed.
good.
I was not getting pissed. I was having fun. I was laughing.
Oh, it was a great draft. So once some of the craziness got out of the way, people started to understand and bid appropriately, but there were certain people that weren't bidding at all. Born. Like, it took you a while to spend some money.
Yeah, I wanted to stay above the curve of people, and I saw that Rombro was doing the same thing, so I was like, all right, I got to kind of stick with him a little bit, because if he's holding out on some players, I want to either try and bid him up to get some, get him to spend some money himself, or see who he wants to see if I could raise the price a little bit. But I think I got him on maybe one or two players, where he and I went in a bidding war back and forth, and then I just left it. But I just don't know if he really wanted those players or not.
Right. Now his.
But what was strange with him was he almost had like $400 left at the end of the draft.
Right. He had a ton of money, which he could have drove the price up on a bunch of players.
Yeah.
A bunch of players, and he chose not to. And maybe his strategy was, these are the type of guys I want, and it didn't matter. I don't know. But it was interesting that he had so much money. He could have made some of us pay more, even if he didn't want the player.
Yeah.
So you went through the draft, and you had a bunch of money left over. So at the end there, you took Chandler Parsons for $283.
Yeah, just I actually did want him. So I was kind of trying to hold on a couple guys that – because I kind of punted threes until the end of the draft. And then once it got to the last couple rounds, I wanted to start tackling guys who'd shoot the three. And then I really wanted Parsons towards the end of my draft. So tried to leave up as much as I could so that Reasons or anybody else couldn't outbid me.
Right. So going to basketball reasons, going to Brown Bros, he had a bunch of money left over, and his highest drafted player was Josh Smith at 177. So he super conservative on his drafting. We'll see if it works out. I have no idea right now who has the best team besides the Rough Riders. The Basketball Riders are the best team, but who is a contender after the Basketball Riders? I was upset, Bowser, that you got Dwight Howard for nothing.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I got the best Houston Rocket for next to nothing.
And I don't know what. I was pushing the wrong button because I thought I was bidding on him. Uh-huh. No, I thought I was bidding on him. I thought I had won him for that amount.
Yeah, I was surprised. There were some players that didn't even go for the minimum that ESPN thought that they should go for.
Right. Well, that's just a reflection on this league.
I'm just confused. It sounds a lot like an excuse machine being cranked up there, hitting the wrong button, opposed to the giant one that says bid an extra dollar.
I thought I had won him.
Well, how many times did you guys start bidding when somebody typed in a number and then you found out you added one, which was like a $50 jump? That happened to you guys?
No. Yeah. All my bids were legit.
I think it was me and E. Diddy went to a bidding war of $1, $1, $1.
Yeah, we did that. So let's see what else here. SpongeBob wasn't able to be there, but he obviously wanted Kobe, paid way too much for a player who probably won't start a game until next year. Probably. Who knows? What else here?
And he already gave away his two best players.
What do you mean? Yeah. What did he, was he in?
Paul
trade?
George is gone away.
Paul George and Ilya Sova.
When did that happen?
Who suckered 350 bucks.
Who,
for players.
Well, who suckered him into that?
I made him an offer. He countered and wanted different players. So those were the players he wanted. It's kind of like a franchise trade.
So he assisted you in trade rape.
It was self-inflicted.
I know.
So he gave you a legit superstar?
That was horrible.
For a droppable all-star?
I initially offered Z-Bo and Joe Johnson.
Oh, nobody wants Joe Johnson.
Well, apparently.
I think he took the better one.
Yeah, he definitely.
They're both bad, though.
Yeah, both bad, but he definitely got the better one, for sure. But J.J. Redick is getting a shot.
Yeah, he will this year, definitely.
I mean, I've watched two of their games, and they try to get him going early. They just try to feed him the ball, and if he's hot, they just keep giving it to him.
Did you guys hear that their coach threatened to resign because they were thinking of not trading for him?
Their coach?
Rivers, Doc Rivers.
No, I didn't hear that.
There's some clause in his contract where he can, like he has the last say on trades, I guess. Or free agent signings. And they were considering not getting him, and he basically had threatened to walk.
He was going to walk out because of J.J. Redick.
Because of J.J. Redick.
That's something that no one ever should ever, ever. I mean,
well, we found out last year that everybody in our league should have played him.
That's true. Right, okay, so maybe that was a smart move. Maybe that was a smart move. Okay, so Brownies, Brown Bombers, what do you think about your team? You overpaid for a couple players, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Dirk, come on, 250?
250. Well, he was projected at about 200.
Yeah, so you way overpaid.
No, what I was doing was, everyone knows I love Dirk, right?
Yeah.
So I figured I would go way high and hope somebody outbid me just to challenge me.
Just to get Dirk. Just to, like, not let you get Dirk.
Yeah, I wanted somebody to outbid me.
Nobody.
Just so they would overpay, yeah. But once I went to 250, nobody.
Everyone clicked the ignore.
Yeah.
we did that on purpose.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I missed out on all the good players early because I couldn't connect. So, like, I know somebody put up Monte Ellis thinking I was going to go crazy. And I wanted to go crazy, but I couldn't connect. So he did. He got stuck with Monte Ellis for 100.
He is so good right now. He is playing at an MVP level right now.
He's been good.
He's been better trade him. Really good. Yeah, I know. I do need to trade him like immediately.
But I got Lillard for pretty cheap.
Let me see.
That was a pretty good pickup.
At the time, I was in a man crush for Ryan Anderson. Like, I really wanted Ryan Anderson, but for whatever reason, I couldn't do the pickup, and now I'm glad I didn't get Ryan Anderson. And we were in trade talks also. Ryan Anderson was involved. Yeah.
I don't like him. I was trying to trade him.
Oh, man. I lucked out there.
And then I found out he got injured. I don't even know how. But Anthony Davis, again, he's been amazing. So I have some great players, but Serge Ibaka, he's the reason I lost week one. He's been awful.
He's a bum. He's Serge Ibaka. That's all you're going to get. He's going to score 10 points, 10 rebounds. That's it. Maybe he'll block, maybe he won't.
No, but it's his field goal percentage, which has been killing me.
Has it?
Yeah.
What's he shooting? Well, shouldn't, he's right by the basket. Come on. 50-50.
I know. Wow. I don't know what he's doing.
He thinks he can play. That's probably what it is. He thinks he can play and he can't.
Yeah.
All right.
It's because he's a genie.
Beast mode.
Yo.
So excited.
Okay, just tell me a little bit how you feel about your team. I mean, you got a lot of $1 players on there.
We picked up Charlie Villanueva.
Hell yeah.
You might have overpaid.
I dropped him.
You definitely overpaid for Villanueva. You have way, or you drafted way too many Pistons.
Well, I like all of you too.
I mean, I guess that's what happens when you only have $100 left and 11 slots.
They got that Stucky go, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah, you can have Stucky. I don't think I want him.
You drafted an injured guy? Omeka Okafor?
Oh, yeah.
That was the only center
you drafted. Fill the roster spot.
Yeah, that was the only center you had on your entire team at the time. So, wow.
Just, I had another one, didn't I?
Not during the draft. You didn't. That was the only center that you picked up. So yeah, your team needs some work. Sponge isn't here. Bourne?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about what you did, but how do you feel okay? You think you got a balanced team? You think you got a shot?
Yeah, I think the couple categories I gotta look out for are, steals and blocks, I think. Maybe points too. I'm not sure if I got enough, higher scores or not. That's probably the one thing I could have spent a little bit more on just to get some pure scores.
Yeah.
But,
well, Paul is scoring a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
I didn't get him for points as much as I did for assists.
That's what I figured. I'm like, he's scoring a lot right now, but that's not really what he does.
Right.
So, those double digit assists though, those look good. Those look good. Bowser, how about you? How do you like your team? You lost Roy Hibbert.
What?
Didn't he get hurt?
He came. He's back. He's playing right now.
Oh, wow.
So.
But he's back to being Roy Hibbert, though.
Yeah, he's having trouble. He's only 2-for-4 right now because looking down and trying to score is awfully difficult.
Yeah.
God. My team right now seems more focused on rebounds and blocks, though. So assist categories, I'm going to have a hard time winning anything.
Well, yeah, Jamal Crawford, he doesn't ever pass the ball.
I don't have too many people that do pass aside from Tony Parker.
Yeah, basically he's your guy.
And there's no way I'm winning with just him.
Yeah.
But no, I did pretty good. I ended up with like, what, $198 left over in the draft.
Yeah.
So I got Roy Hibbert for next nothing. Dwight Howard, who I think was the most I spent on anyone. That was only like $168. So it did solid.
I think, yeah, I'm just shocked that you got him for so cheap. A healthy Dwight Howard for free.
Yeah, well.
But you got Drummond.
I didn't.
And you overpaid for Drummond, did he?
No, I didn't. Drummond's legit.
Didn't you pay double?
What do you mean double?
Double his projected value?
I know what you're saying. He's a double-double machine. Is that what you're saying? He's a double-double waiting to happen?
Are the Pistons tanking again, or is he actually going to get minutes?
He is 38 minutes a game right now.
Oh, I thought he couldn't take that last year.
Well, he couldn't.
His body couldn't take it.
Not last year, but he's a man now. He's all grown up.
You mean they're not tanking anymore?
He's all grown up.
He's 40?
They're going for a championship this year. The NBA championship goes through Detroit.
Okay, go home. You're drunk.
Drummond is a beast mode. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
You got Gortat filling in the back up. That was a solid pickup.
Yep, and Pekovic, as long as that guy can stay healthy, he's consistent. He is super consistent. But the problem is he's probably going to get injured at some point. And I'm going to lose him for 2 weeks. Brandon Knight, which was regrettable. Like, oh, that was an
regrettable
awful
again.
Yeah, regrettable.
Didn't you learn from your Jeremy Lin experiment last year?
Oh, Lin has been too good. He is, it's Lin sanity all over again, basically.
So good he can't start.
He's proving that he is a starter.
Isn't he getting benched now, too?
No.
Isn't somebody coming?
He's not getting benched.
Beverly got injured.
Yeah, see?
Beverly's
out.
He's the starter again.
Lin's sanity, like I said. Linsanity in Houston. I mean, my team is really good. Like, I don't have to worry about rebounds. I don't have to worry about three-pointers. And I don't have to worry about points. If Monta Ellis just keeps chucking them up, I'm going to win those categories. And Stephen Curry, just he just doesn't miss. I love watching that guy play. I need League Pass. Maybe we should do...
League Pass sucks.
No, maybe we should do a dues just so I can get League Pass. What do you guys think?
Okay, are you going to share the League Pass with everybody?
No. No. Oh,
I'm not paying
shit. Why would we do that when the league's free?
What do you mean? I need to watch about Stephen Curry and Monta Ellis dues next year.
Did he make more money than all of us combined?
Combined?
What?
Holy
yes,
cow.
Combined.
I wish. That would be great.
Yes. Combined times two.
Yeah. He wants us to pay for his stuff?
What are you saying? I should be buying everyone League Pass?
I work for the government. Jeez. Oh, man. Yeah.
So you're making nothing.
What do you mean? I work.
Which government?
Yeah, Blackwater. We were trying to figure that out last time.
I work for the German government.
Wait, last team, Helen the Handbaskets. We never mentioned him.
Is he going to even be active this year?
No, he's going to be active. You know how I know he's going to be active? Because he sent me a Google Plus message with Derrick Rose and Derrick Rose picture dunking it on LeBron James. That's how I know he's going to be.
He lost week one, 9 categories, 0.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing, actually.
So he was active because usually when you don't set your lineup, you win turnovers. Right?
Or field goal percentage.
Something, yeah.
Because you only have a couple guys in.
Yeah, come on. That means he's active. Welcome back to the league, Handbaskets. We appreciate the free wins.
he's currently being blanked out again, so yeah.
We'll quickly go over, because this is a new scoring system.
What do you guys think of this so far?
I love it.
I do too.
I absolutely love it. It was the right decision.
I hate it this week so far.
you only hate it this week. After week one and after I understood how I need to manage my team, I was like, this is the right system for us to play. And I like that we have added the extra category so there's no ties. I think it was the right move. Especially since I beat Lionel Hampton week one, six categories to three. And I think you probably thought you had this.
I did. I was up 8-1 the entire week.
The entire week. I knew you thought you had it.
Until Saturday.
Not
then
so
it,
fast.
Then it went down.
Not so fast.
Yeah, a little Lee Corso there on me.
Wait a minute.
What?
This sounds like the TPS NFL league.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What happened in that matchup against you two?
Kind of does.
Does this mean this is going to be your only win?
Oh, no. I'm playing franchise this week, so I'm at least going to get 2 wins.
Okay.
Yeah, he better win against a $900 two-man roster.
If he doesn't, he should be embarrassed.
Okay, next matchup, Brown Bombers lost 4-5 to the Great Wall of Durant.
Formerly the Great Wall of Drummond.
Yeah. Except I guess 89.2 bucks is too much. Too rich for his money.
He didn't buy full naming rights.
So, yeah, Bombers, your team is bad.
Yeah, it was just the field goal percentage. If I had that, I would have won. But it looked, my team was okay.
Not Rough Rider good, or not Ball Rider good, right?
I don't know. It looks like a lot of categories were better than yours.
Whoa. Field goal percentage? Free throw percentage. Yeah. Three-pointers? Rebounds? Assists? Steals? Blocks? We tied. Turnovers? I won, but I lost.
Okay. No, we didn't tie on blocks.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you didn't tie on blocks.
Oh. So what's the reverse of Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. basketball reasons, took down Handbaskets, like we mentioned, 9 categories to none. But if you look at the stats, Handbaskets was involved. He tried. He lost turnovers by 1. He lost points by, 16? It was close. He could have won at least maybe 2 categories. Beast Mode beat Sponge 5-4. That looks terrible.
Did he start Kobe?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's check the roster. I'm checking the roster right now. Nope. Kobe is out of the lineup.
Huh.
Kobe was, or is out of the lineup, so Sponge is active.
You can't bench Kobe. Kobe. He's having his best season in turnovers.
And then Ballin Bowser took down the Baked Tomatoes. Now, I don't think the Baked Tomatoes is setting their lineup. He wasn't at the draft. He has two players that are out currently in his starting lineup. Yeah.
Come on, probably.
McLean, you need to make contact there, okay? You and him.
How do I make contact?
You and him are like this, right? And I'm crossing my fingers.
That's great, we're like the visual medium we're on here.
We're more like this.
Wait, I'm separating
my hands.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. I'm doing like the pumping noise. You guys are like this, right?
That sounds horrible.
Cool. So can,
I don't think anybody should be like that.
He did, I swear.
What? That's not me. That's McLean the Tomator.
I think the only one that agrees to that is Tomator.
Okay, this week two, Ball Riders are taking down Beast Mode right now. 7 categories. Who's just live looking. Rough Riders are kind of roughing up Beast Mode.
Whatever.
This isn't in question.
I'm sure you think this one's done, right?
Oh, it's way done. It's done.
Just wait till Saturday.
He always thinks that.
Done.
Who goes by E. Diddy? Huh?
This is all but over. Basketball Reasons is currently leading the Mexico Brown Bombers 6 categories to 3. Bombers, looks like you'll be 0-2.
Maybe. It's a long season though.
Saturday, right?
Saturday.
Nobody knows what's going to happen on Saturday.
Saturday. I don't think I have anyone playing Saturday.
Hampton is up 6-3 against the Bowser. That's going to be a close one. I think that might come down to the wire. Two bad teams beating each other up. Great Wall of Durant currently up 6-3 against Sponge, and Hand Baskets losing 3 categories to 5. They are tied 1. I guess there could be a tie because what if you tie an assist, right? That's bad math.
That's bad. Especially because it's bad reading because they're tied in rebounds right now.
So we could have a tie even though we tried to prevent a tie.
Yes.
We were. Yeah, wow. We didn't think about that one hard enough. We thought we had it all figured out. Okay, so that's your TPS NBA update. Now, real quick, let's go back to some football, and let's go to the Pigskin Beastness, Spread'em League, Pick'em, whatever, footballics.com. McLean still in the lead with 68 correct picks, followed by JT with 66 in striking distance. Number 3, picks are didn't happen, me. Coming strong this week, leading the group in right picks with 8 right. It's all over, McLean. I'm coming. I'm coming for the number 1 slot. In a few short weeks, you'll see eDiddy.999 up there.
I've heard that for 9 weeks now.
I'm just telling you. This
and
is
you finally had your first good week.
Whoa! My first good week in a few weeks is what you meant to say. I get it.
No, I didn't.
Rod Bro with 64. Dropping because he's had a couple weeks in a row that haven't been too great. Born with 57, 6 right picks this week. Beast Mode with 56, also 6 right. And Bowser with 56 and 5 right picks. So,
striking distance.
Maybe. I
mean, Bowser had 2 weeks where he didn't have any points and he's 1 behind me.
Yeah. I like them apples.
Yeah.
He'd probably be leading right now.
He probably would be. Just gotta wait for another 10 to pop up there.
So again, for 50 space bucks, there's only, the second half of the season to go. I think I got this. There's 17 weeks in the regular season.
Wow. This is somebody who watches.
Is this news?
Apparently.
Well, this is breaking news to me. How did I never realize this? Okay. Whatever.
16 plus a bye.
It's not fantasy.
I just figured that. They didn't count the bye and they could figure that out and do it all within 16 weeks. Come on.
They combine weeks?
No, they just figure it out. They can have multiple teams play in 1 week, right?
Yeah, it's called, the 16th game apparently is the Pro Bowl in your eyes.
All right, so that's it. We'll be back next week for, a Rough Rider wrap up. A review of their win in the TPS NBA and the TPS NFL. And then we'll talk about everything else, whatever. whatever there, what's going on. What else? I need a new search to put into the YouTubes for closing music.
The Red Sox.
Oh gosh, really? Did you have to bring that?
You owe
up?
Me that.
Oh, what
Cards
do you mean?
And Five.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Cards and Five.
It's not my fault that the Cards choked and they don't know
it's
how to.
It's not my fault you chose the wrong team.
I didn't choose the wrong team. They chose me. Okay? That's how these things work. Okay, so I guess we should mention that Bourne's Red Sox won the World Series. Whatever.
Hey, Bourne, I was with you on that one.
Yeah, you were. You were the only one.
You got to give me that.
Yes, I will.
Hold on. I'm looking for a Red Sox win song. Oh, here we go. Red Sox beard song. World Series 2013 intro. Congratulations to the Red Sox. Whatever.
Hey, Red Sox fans. How about that game the other night, Sunday? Wow, I was actually there. Unbelievable. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
This is already terrible.
I got a new song I wrote for the Red Sox. I wrote the other song for America. This one.
You wrote the other song for America.
America.
Red Sox beard.
Is there an accordion?
You gotta grow in a little bit.
Oh man.
It's kind of a.
Is he gonna sing?
A real funny song.
How about this? Fire Vader can sing better.
It's like a Weird Al Yankovic type of song, but not me. Weird Al's Weird Al. And.
I don't think he's gonna sing.
Like the Red Sox,
I don't think he's gonna sing.
Like the song. Hopefully they
this clip
it.
Is almost over. He's not gonna sing.
For everyone to enjoy.
What a fitting present.
Being mastered and
I feel insulted.
To be on iTunes in the middle of
wait a minute. No, you gotta be kidding me.
Of course, I'll
okay, let's play this instead. I think this will be better.
Red Birds!
Trash.
Red Birds!
Red Jay Birds. Francis!
Lucky Red Birds! Bass.
Hailing from the ill side of Cardinal Nation, SS Midwest, better believe that's our station repping STL and the little red bird on Bills, bags, beers, shoe skin shirts. Holiday, Molina, Adams, Freeze. These boys got more than a few tricks up their sleeves with our men on the mound and the ones at the plate. 2K13 will be a year to celebrate.
So grab a Cards towel, raise it, make it twirl. Red if bird. That doesn't lift us, look for the rally squirrel. Red bird's pretty fly, hanging with that one guy. Red Jack bird. To Big Mac land, I'll supersize my fry.
Red can't bird. Contain our power in a bottle like a genie. Red give bird. That lamp a rub. Out comes Mike Matheny. Red take bird. Us to the World Series, that's where we belong. Red meet bird. Me in St. Louis, Cardinal Nation strong.
Hey Cardinals, are you hearing me now? Hey Cards fans, are you feeling me now? Bottom of the ninth game, 7-2 out. Still gonna get that ring somehow. Hey Cardinals, are you hearing me now? Hey Cards fans, are you feeling me now? Bottom of the ninth game, 7-2 out. Still gonna get that ring somehow. Yeah, you can find me on the mighty Mississippi. If you never been, then it's time to get trippy. Big S, little T, period L. Foul ball strike, got you under a spell. Yeah, we're a drinking city with the baseball problem. Freshest brews around Busch Stadium, got them. Wish they had glass, but they only do plastic. But no one really cares because the Cards are fantastic. So grab a Cards towel, raise it, make it twirl. Red if that bird. Doesn't lift us, look for the rally squirrel. Red Fred bird's pretty fly, hanging with that one guy. Red Jack bird. To Big Mac land, I'll supersize my fry.
Red can't bird. Contain our power in a bottle like a genie. Red give that lamp a rub, out comes Mike Matheny. Red take bird. Us to the World Series, that's where we belong. Red meet bird. Me in St. Louis, Cardinal Nation strong.
Hey Cardinals, are you hearing me now? Hey Cards fans, are you feeling me now? Bottom of the ninth game, 7-2 out. Still gonna get that ring somehow. Hey Cardinals, are you hearing me now? Hey Cards fans, are you feeling me now? Bottom of the ninth game, 7-2 out. Still gonna get that ring somehow.
What a team! What a ride! The Cardinals are world champs!